And some former supporters of Nevada land rights rancher Cliven Bundy are scrambling to distance themselves after his racist remarks were published today in the New York Times. Bundy's the rancher the Federal Bureau of Land Management says is illegally grazing cattle on federal land and owes the government $1 million in grazing fees. Supporters, some heavily armed, have flocked to the ranch, and Bundy has appeared with conservative talk show hosts, including Sean Hannity, to make his case that these are public lands.
Thank you, Sean. I'm happy you call this public land. You know, this is public land of the people of Clark County, Nevada, and I'm glad you called it public land.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, your cattle, this is public land. It's not being used. In my mind, and I'm not a rancher, but I would think the federal government might be thankful because you're cutting the lawn for free.
But not all conservatives have lined up behind Bundy. Here's Glenn Beck talking to him.
I have cattle, and I have people that graze on my land, and there is national land behind my ranch as well. And I know if anybody runs cattle on that, they also have to pay for grazing fees. So grazing fees are normal, and you stopped paying them. Your daughter said you did pay them for a while, and then you stopped paying them. There are some people that would say that you are, and if I may quote, a welfare rancher because you're not paying the fees that other ranchers do have to pay.
Well, today the story took a turn, the New York Times printing disturbing comments that Cliven Bundy made about African Americans, saying they're on welfare and would be better off as slaves picking cotton. And now Republican Senators Rand Paul of Kentucky and Dean Heller of Nevada, previous supporters, are condemning his remarks. Adam Nagorny is the Los Angeles bureau chief for the New York Times. He joins us now. And Adam, the comments are distasteful, but tell us more. What did Cliven Bundy say?
Well, he was meeting with supporters in what he called a press conference, even though there was only one reporter there. And he started talking about, you know, the issues he was talking about. You guys have been talking about land use and federal overreach. And he just sort of went into a long riff on a whole bunch of other topics, including abortion and welfare and some other stuff he mentioned in the story. And then he just started talking about race, and that's where he went into some of these comments. He talked about driving through North Las Vegas and seeing he described a public housing project and seeing, you know, the front doors being open there and there are people on the porch and parents and children with nothing to do. And he said they were basically living on government subsidy. And then he said, quote, so what do now? They abort their young children. They put their young men in jail because they never learned how to pick cotton. And I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves picking cotton and having a family life and doing things, or are they better off under government subsidy? So it was just in the middle of this long thing. I mean, the whole thing probably lasted about 55 minutes.
Well, and it caused an outcry. This morning on Morning Joe, the host and former Republican Congressman Joe Scarborough noted, as Glenn Beck did, the irony that Cliven Bundy is pointing to African-Americans existing on welfare when others have said that what he is doing is welfare ranching. And then they said that his brand of conservatism doesn't seem familiar to them. Here's a little of Morning Joe this morning.
We're about property rights. We talk about property rights all the time. There is something, in fact, if you go back to, you know, small government conservatism, the idea of property, personal property, is one of the most important things. And really here, this guy, talking about welfare, this guy wanted a free ride off the government, off the rest of us. And for some reason, some self-described conservatives left people like Eric Erickson and myself scratching our heads going, wait a second, this guy's getting a free ride.
Well, when you start with there is no federal government, he believes that land belonged to everyone, that belonged to him, it belonged to the people.
Sounds like communism
there.
To me, Willie.
Well, that's, and by the way, he...
It sounds like communism.
He and his supporters...
So, Adam Nagorny, talk a little bit about this divide that we're seeing.
You know, obviously in the Conservative Party, there is some divisions about what he's doing and what he's saying. And the party, as you know, is very divided. There is a sizable segment of the Republican Party, especially in the West, that have these very strong feelings about federal overreach. And I think that that's a perspective that's sometimes lost by people on the East Coast. Not being judgmental at all, just observational, which is, you know, if you live on the East Coast, you don't deal with this phenomenon of the federal government owning so much land. And when you talk to people out here, like in Nevada, the federal government owns, I believe, 85% of the land. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of resentment because of that. So I think that's what you're seeing. Now, Obviously, in this case, Mr. Bundy goes another step and sort of argues that his cattle should be allowed to graze on public land there without paying fees because of his dispute with the Bureau of Land Management over some of the restrictions they want to put on it. But I think the more fundamental question here has to do with land use and federal control and what a lot of people in the West, and particularly Republicans, see as overreach by the federal government. And I think that's why the Bundy case has attracted so much attention.
Right. Well, and you mentioned, and we heard Sound mentioning that Mr. Bundy had been paying his grazing fees, but stopped apparently after the Bureau of Land Management ordered him to restrict his grazing in part to protect the endangered desert tortoise. And as you said, this is a tension that exists in the West that some in the East might not be familiar with. But I want you, Adam, just to address one thing. Politico is reporting that conservative radio host Dana Loesch, who's defended Bundy on her website and on Fox News, is suggesting today that you, the New York Times, coaxed an unseasoned public figure into a tangential discussion about race. She writes, "I hope no one is surprised that an old man rancher isn't media trained. But this was not in conversation with you. This was in a press conference."
No, it's not. I didn't say a word. I just sat there and made sure my tape recorder was still running and took notes. Basically, it was a meeting with supporters because there was only one reporter there, and I decided to wait till he was finished before I asked him any questions. So he was self-propelled.
Well, Adam, meanwhile, we have people with, some heavily armed making a stand on this ranch. What do you think is going to happen here?
You know, my speculation is that the Bureau of Land Management is going to pursue this in court. I don't think they're going to try to do another kind of standoff like the one they did 10 days ago, given the reaction they obtained. And when I interviewed Mr. Bundy, he said that's what he expected to happen. He expected that the government would come after him in court. Now, there's been a series of court decisions already against him. So, the question is, how are they going to enforce the court decisions they've already made? And the other question is, how much support will he have going forward? I mean, obviously, it sounds like the senators who have supported him in the past are moving away from him now after some of the stuff he said yesterday. So it might put him in a less strong position to resist the BLM when it comes in, the Bureau of Land Management when it comes in.
Adam Nagorny in Los Angeles. He's bureau chief there for the New York Times. Adam, thank you.
Okay, thank you.